Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's Vectis Radio, it's FM 104.6, and online at vectisradio.com. We're here with Scott, and you are the drummer for Blurred. Tell us about Blurred, Scott.
Great, thanks. Well, thanks for asking the questions. We're a Blurred tribute band. We've been going since 2006, actually. That's our 20th anniversary next year. I've been in the band since 2011, and we travel everywhere, really, doing Blur shows and hopefully keeping some of that music alive, although they've come back a few times and tried to put us out of a job, but we're still going.
So would it be hard to press you on perhaps one of the favourite pieces, one of your favourite pieces to do? Because, of course, notably, they performed, didn't they, at the Isle of Wight Festival a few years ago.
Yeah, absolutely, and thankfully that didn't cross over with us, so there was no worrying about scheduling. Favourite pieces from Blurred, I absolutely love The Universal. It's a wonderful song to both play and listen to, and the crowd really get into it. And then some of the, I guess, lesser known tracks to some people, Pop Scene, Advert, some of that early stuff, but brilliant.
And you said your time didn't cross over at the Isle of Wight Festival, so have you been to the Isle of Wight before?
Yes, yeah. So my first festival was 2011, Blurred's was 2013, and then there was a few years off, but the guys at the Hip Shaker Lounge have been good enough to ask us back since 2021, so we get to come every year at the moment.
So you obviously had a past before Blurred then?
Yes, yeah, definitely had a past before Blurred, and maybe we won't talk about that with my wife, but musically, certainly, I've been in bands since I was 13. I was fortunate enough, my mum's a drummer, her kit was up in the loft and I decided to teach myself to play, my dad used to play guitar. So it's been a long journey, really.
It's also really nice, I don't know about you, Sue, but my personal opinion is it's a pleasure actually to speak to a drummer in the band, because you probably will agree with this, I think often the drummer, who is one of the most integral pieces of any band, if not the most integral piece, you get rid of the drums, you've got no rhythm or beats, they often sometimes get overlooked, and they shouldn't be. I mean, what do you think about that? Do you think that there should be more attention paid to the lead drummer of any band, whether that's a tribute band or a huge band like Blur, who you pay tribute to week in, day out? What do you sort of have to say about that?
I mean, from a personal point of view, I'd certainly agree with that. There's sometimes a reason, right? Drummers have got a bit of a reputation. It's either the daft old drummer jokes that we've heard ever since we started playing. Too often there can be loose cannons in a band, and thankfully I'm neither of those things. I tend to be the one that does the organising and the managing and so on, and a lot of friends who are also in bands, that often does fall to the drummer, so maybe it's just something about us.
It's drummed into you.
Oh, there we are. Oh, I feel like I need to say badumtish.
You've won up to me.
Do you get to spend any extra time here, and if you do, who are you looking forward to seeing?
Great question. So yeah, we get to come for the whole weekend, and arrived on Thursday evening, late Thursday evening. So yes, we've been to see a few, some of the major acts. Some of the guys have been to see Sting. We caught up with a band called The Riz from London. They're a new artist or a new band. Yeah. They won a battle of the bands to get their slot on the River stage, and we just got chatting to them and went to see them, and they were mind-blowing. They were so good, and so they're going to be great. And then after tonight, we can watch definitely Supergrass. I mean, they're from Oxford like we are, so they're we've got some mutual friends as well. Not that that will mean anything when we can't get near the stage, but we will get to hang out, which is always good.
Oh, that's good. Brilliant.
I suppose just lastly as well, being a little bit nosy, what's the deal with being an artist coming to a festival like this? Are there any sort of perks involved? Do you get anything that maybe the general member of the public buying a ticket wouldn't get? I mean, we're in this really lovely upmarket boutique dressing room, aren't we, Sue? With rather a plush sofa. Is there any more than that to it? Does it get even better than what we're looking at right now? Because I'm really impressed by this.
Oh, it's always nice to be looked after at a festival. And again, without blowing too much smoke, the guys at the Hip Shaker really do look after us. So, as you know, we're in this great compound, so you get to kind of camp in slightly separate areas. It makes it noisier, but it's a lot more fun being in the festival. And I will say, access to cleaner toilets and showers is always welcome.
So,
absolutely, it is, yeah.
It's the simple things in life.
It really is, yeah.
Well, look, Scott, good luck when you go out. Not that you need it this evening. It will be a real pleasure to hopefully try and catch a little bit when we're on our way back after doing some more interviews, because I'm not just saying this, I loved the set that they did a number of years ago. I suppose in many ways it was my teacher who kind of got me into the Isle of Wight Festival, because I remember in tutor time one morning she actually showed one of the main songs that they did when they came here all those years ago. So
you're a man of taste, and so is your teacher, clearly.
Well, I suppose the same can be said for you as well.
Well, thank you.
But enjoy it, okay? And look forward to hopefully catching a little bit.
Brilliant.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. It's Billy and Sue. We are live in the Hip Shaker Lounge. This is certainly where the action is happening this evening, isn't it, Sue? With Blurred.
It really is, who we talked to earlier.
What is it like in the tent at the moment? What's the atmosphere like?
Very hot and very very crowded, and everyone enjoying themselves.
Lots of drinks in hand on this very hot Saturday night, alcoholic and non-alcoholic. Quite literally banging along to all of the classics, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I know this is an overused word, but it is electric in here, and you can tell by the atmosphere and the music in the background just how much people are enjoying themselves. We literally found it difficult to find a space inside the Hip Shaker tent, didn't we?